Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Real talk. Right? What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care.
No, but we want you here.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Do you
can sit with us? RPM, don't edit that.
Don't edit it.
We need Slap City.
Don't you think about
welcome.
It.
This
Everybody
is the
welcome.
Moment where you go to meet up with friends and for whatever reason, you're like an hour late and they're all a couple drinks deep and you're like, I need to catch up. So this is the moment for the listeners.
Am I a couple me?
We both.
Drinks deep?
We both. So it's like the listeners are coming in. It's Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Thank you, darling.
Right.
Chris is pouring me more wine.
It's fucking 7 a.m.
You know, people are off to work and they're like,
responsible humans.
Twist the steering wheel right and go in to have a mimosa. You know, I got to catch up.
Frank.
Yeah. Cheers. Bottoms up.
So cheers.
I'm Colleen. What are you?
I'm Ashley.
What are you drinking?
I wasn't dinging.
Beer?
Well, I decided to drink a beer. Yeah, Modelo.
This is shocking.
Fun fact.
This is
Did
shocking.
I tell you guys? No. Fun fact. Mexican beer is gluten free. Did I not say that on here ever?
Have you been drinking Mexican beer?
Yes, because I learned that what they consider, like they don't label themselves as gluten-free, but what the U.S. considers gluten-free is like a certain threshold of gluten per particle or molecule or some fucking thing. And the Mexican beers like Corona, Modelo, Pacifico, Dos Equis are all below the U.S. threshold. So technically, it doesn't say gluten-free. Guys, if you have a gluten issue, do your own research. But it doesn't say gluten-free, but it is technically like under the level of what a U.S. gluten-free beer would be. So if I want a beer, I do Holiday Ale because that's like super supreme. But if I'm drinking a lot, or if I'm drinking when I don't want to feel it, right? Like sometimes a beer just sounds good and I'll open a Modelo. We always have them in our fridge. I'll have like a half of it just to like, oh, that taste is nice, but I don't want to feel it. Then I'll do this. If I want to feel it, I'll do something a little more intense, like a, you know, gluten-free IPA or something with like higher alcohol. Anyway, all that to say is what I'm currently drinking is a mixture of water because I need it and Modelo.
How long have you
been
doing this?
For a long time.
No,
since 21. So it was about 39 years ago. Or no, how many years ago? 19 years ago. How old? At 21 and I'm 39. What is that, 18 years? 18 years ago, I've been drinking.
It was going.
I think 39 is more accurate.
Yeah. 39. I mean, I'm sure my mom drank with me in the womb. I came out like this. No, how long have I been doing this? The gluten-free situation? I don't know, a couple of years. I swear to God, I talked about it on here.
You probably did.
I've been gatekeeping from you fuckers.
I just don't ever see you come here without the beers that are like labeled gluten-free.
Yeah.
I don't think you've ever come here with a Modelo.
No. I don't come with a Modelo because mostly.
Okay, something just flew across your screen.
Yeah, it's flies. There's flies.
Oh my God. I thought that was a ghost thing.
Fucking flies. No, they're big back flies.
You have just flies buzzing around?
Oh my God. Yes. There's one singular fucking fly, and he's on my light right now, and he's buzzing around. Well, if he flies in front of the camera, he probably looks really big.
It does look,
but he's like a regular,
like an unhealthy living environment. Is
what it looks like. I'm slumming it. I am outside in the swamplands. Flies live here.
These are house flies, Arizona flies.
Well, I have one singular fly, but we do live by a dairy farm, so every night. Okay, I thought it'd be worse in the winter, but it is worse when it's cold. I don't know why. We live by a dairy farm, and every night about 8 p.m., they fucking do something over at that farm, and you just are suffocated by manure smell. And we're probably like 3/4 mile from them. I mean, okay. We're not like next door, but it hits ya. So I don't know. I just feel like I have a lot more flies in my environment that I'd like, but whatever. I don't know. This guy's going to die. Their lifespan's like 2 days or something.
Really?
So I think, oh, you're bugging me now. Guess who's going to fucking lose this battle? You. In a day. You're going to fucking fly into the window so many times you don't even know what to do. And then you're going to sit on my windowsill sad. And you're going to die. So you're flying in my camera right now and you look real large and in charge.
But
guess who's not?
Who's going to have the last laugh?
Who's going to have the last laugh? It's going to be me. What are you drinking?
I have a nice red, which tastes so...
Yeah, I bet you do. Classy motherfucker.
You want me to go get a Modelo?
Oh, it's a nice, beautiful. Well, she held her glass up and I saw the modest pour. It was bold red.
No, oh, this is one of those wine glasses where it's a lot more than meets the eye. This is lot more than meets the eye. Don't you? How dare you?
Don't you fucking judge me? I've been putting in work. Yeah. Okay. Fair. Well, listen.
Bottoms up. Cheers. This feels like a celebratory podcast.
Can you hear that?
Yes, you're cheersing.
It was cheersing. I didn't know if you heard.
I heard you.
I did it.
No, you kept going.
RPM. RPM tries to clean us up. RPM, don't clean me.
Do it.
Don't clean me. Leave me filthy. Okay.
You're like a toddler getting their hair washed. No.
No. Okay.
You know what? Should we address? There have been people ask about the change to RPM.
Oh, we should. Yeah.
So we'll just say that we'll acknowledge it. Yes, there was a change. Welcome, okay. RPM. It's like sounds cheesy, but is like new creative direction. And Chad's the best. We wish Chad.
We love Chad.
Chad. There's no bad.
We'll always love Chad.
Always love
and
Chad.
Also always be grateful for him.
Yes.
It just turned out kind of that I think his passions changed and we were ready to cut. We were all kind of like hanging out in bed together and it was cozy.
Yeah.
We were all cozy. But Chad needed something different. Listen, we're ready to rocket ship. That's one of the truths here. There's a few truths. One of them is we're ready to rocket ship. We got a retreat. We got a retreat coming this year. We just announced on Patreon. You guys are not going to believe this. We got a giveaway.
We don't know anything about the logistics.
But it's going to be big. Believe. Colleen, I didn't tell you I put the deposit down on the suite. It's legit. On the Swift.
Hey, can you hear this? Yeah.
Well, I couldn't tell because I was doing it for a year and you didn't acknowledge it at all. You just were glazed. You go, okay, well, welcome to the show. And I'm like, wait, can you not hear this?
Can't tell me what I'm doing because you can't see my face. I'm sitting in the dark.
You're in pitch black. She's pitch black. She could have been so surprised by what I was doing.
Exactly. And
I would never have known.
No.
Okay.
I forgot. So we're trying to do video again. This will not be on video. I forgot we're doing video. I'm in a bathrobe with fresh night cream on my face.
Right.
So, sitting in the dark. So,
and you just ran a marathon.
Yes.
It's end of quarter. She's been working her booty. Well, her and her team.
Yes.
Working hard.
Yes.
So, and then
cut loose.
Work hard. And then you go, boom. That felt good. And then you go, hey, kids. And they go, fuck you, mom. They say, I don't care how hard you're working. Give me snacks. You know, so you have face masks and a bathrobe on.
I will tell
you. What were we saying?
What were you saying?
We got a giveaway. We don't know any details, but I'm spilling the tea.
It's going to be big. The tea?
Yeah. Going to have to be on Patreon, but we don't know the deal. We'll tell you.
It's for tea. We're going to do an Arrows giveaway.
Yeah. We're buying. So anyway, Colleen, I put the... This has been back since what? Freaking October or November?
You've been just
dicking around.
It's a shit or get off the pot thing.
Bleep me where you gotta bleep me. But like, I've been doing things, messing around. And I thought I gave up the suite. And if you're on Patreon, you've already heard this whole freaking thing. I felt like, no, it's not going to work. The timing doesn't work. Are we going to fill it?
People
blah, blah,
won't
blah.
Come, right.
And now I've had like 4 months to think about it.
Yeah.
And I thought, man.
Did we let it get away?
But it's too late. And then they reached out to me this week and they said, hey, by the way, thanks for securing the suite. We still need your payment. And I said, what? I said, wait, do you still have a suite for me? And they go, they just responded and said, confirming the suite is still yours. You need to pay by April 8th. And so I said, oh my God.
Great.
Colleen, blah, 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 blah. So now we've got the suite, which we thought initially was going to be maybe for my birthday. It's too early for my birthday. We're not doing it for my birthday. Can't. We're doing it a you can sit with us. We can't. We're basically doing a you can sit with us suite. And so we've decided we're going to do some sort of giveaway. We're working out the details, but it will be only on Patreon.
Yeah.
Announced.
And there's going to be things you got to do. But in order to know really all the ins and outs and to have a shot, you got to go to Patreon.
But not like what? Uncomfortable things. Things you got to, I mean, you don't have to like do weird things, you know? You don't have to like show up naked at your work or anything like that.
Let's do dares.
Well, you have things you got to do. Actually, literally the thing you have to do is join us on Patreon. That's literally probably going to be the thing, is that you have to find us on Patreon, or we're moving, we think, maybe to another thing, but it's not like anything, you know. I
actually, now that we're talking this out,
what
I think we should do a series of dares.
Great. Actually, great. I'm in, whatever that means. Guys, you're in for it. But if you win, you'll see Taylor Swift. It's Sunday night.
Yep.
Her very final show of the Eras Tour, which is the most historical tour, at least up until now, but probably, like Colleen said the other day, in our lifetime.
For sure.
Like, we will probably not see anything that surpasses this. Even if Taylor goes on tour again, I don't know that she would surpass this. I don't know that she'd have the capacity to do, because at some point she's going to have a family and get whatever. Oh, yeah. Like, this is monumental. You'll be in a suite with us, Vancouver, and the very final show.
It's going to be.
And all you got to do is chop your dick off.
Go to patreon.com/youcansimp with us. No, but that's where they have to go to sign up.
Big app. Yeah.
At least, and then more to come.
More to
come. But it's going to be a severe. It's going to be a severe.
It's going to be a severe.
But it'll be a problem.
It'll be worth it. Of you. Severe. But it'll be that we've decided it's going to be you and a plus one. It's you. So you and your friend can be in misery together.
You got
to. We're going to come. You come to the suite and we'll burn you alive.
You got to lose something to get something. Okay.
It's like, oh, she's got pyrotechnics. We have them in our suite. No. Whoa.
This is like a cult. Like when they all drink the Kool-Aid.
Prove how much you like us.
We're all going to do it together.
Such boring. Nobody even likes to hear this. Guys, next topic. What's the next topic?
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh. Got it. Nailed it.
Got it.
You know what the next topic is?
What?
You don't want to feel horrible.
No.
Here's how you feel great.
Yep.
Taking care of your gut.
Yes.
Taking care of your internal health.
Of your insides.
Probiotics can't help with most of your gut decisions, but if your gut needs a little support, Ritual has your back. Mm-hmm. Ritual, we've been talking about for several months now. They make a 3-in-1 supplement that is clinically studied with probiotics, prebiotics, and a postbiotic to support a balanced gut microbiome. So that 3-in-1 pre, post, and probiotic has two of the world's most clinically studied probiotic strains to support the relief of mild and occasional bloating, gas, and diarrhea. But the postbiotics provide fuel to the cells that make up the gut lining to support a healthy gut barrier. A lot of the good stuff when you take a probiotic doesn't get into where it needs because your stomach acids kill it off. This has a delayed released capsule that is designed to help survive the harsh conditions of your upper GI tract. Not only that, but it is rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual has invested in a study modeling the human colon, which showed Symbiotic Plus, their probiotic, prebiotic, and postbiotic, that's what we take, the Symbiotic Plus, they significantly increased microbial diversity and growth of the beneficial bacteria. We want bacteria. Yes. We want it. We just need the good stuff. And sometimes our bodies can get overwhelmed with the bad stuff. This is going to help support you. It's got industry-leading sustainability standards. So Ritual uses scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging. They prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients and they set ambitious climate goals. They are a female-founded B Corp, meaning they are holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people of our planet.
There is no more shame in your gut game. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide your insides. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/sip. Start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/sip. For 25% off.
I have been taking this daily for months now because I just really believe, like, we've been focusing for years on the outside, like, well, I have, on how we look. What I've learned as I've grown is the inside takes care of the outside. So I have been taking this for months. I feel so much better. I'm regular. My bloat has gone down. I just feel all around better. And I know it's also just supporting me in, you know, the gut kind of controls so many areas of our body. So I just know that I'm doing the right thing by me. And it's got like this minty capsule. It's so easy to go down. It doesn't have to be refrigerated. Huge fan.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you know the origin story behind high heels?
No. This is crazy. I've never thought about this.
I'm on ChatGPT, like having a little fun.
Oh, good time. Yeah.
You know, ask me some like water cooler questions.
Yeah.
And it said, what's the origin story behind high heels and how did they become associated with feminism or femininity?
Yeah. I mean, I can take a guess.
Okay. So let's guess.
My guess is because at some point, taller women were more desirable. And they became the standard of beauty. and no one gave a shit about actually taking care of our bodies and our heels and our feet. So it was just like, let's give them high heels because it makes them look better.
I bet.
And wait, you haven't read it yet?
No,
you haven't
I
read
don't
it?
Know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I feel like it was probably a marketing campaign to sell the shoe, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. like look cute when your husband comes home from work, mm-hmm. the dinner's made, the kids are presentable, and oh you can God, get stuff gross. From the high shelves on your own and be an independent.
Oh my God. I never would have thought about that. The high shelves
you know,
okay.
of your home.
Right, right. Right. Yeah.
And I
yeah,
do want to correct. It's not saying these are associated with feminism, but being a woman. Like how are high heels associated with women, right? Oh,
well,
interesting.
Yeah. No, they're not associated with
I know.
Feminism
I accidentally said
all.
Feminism earlier, though. The origin story of high heels is quite intriguing. High heels actually originated from practicality rather than fashion. They were first worn by Persian cavalrymen in the 10th century to help them secure their feet in stirrups while riding horses.
Okay.
The heels provided stability and helped them to stand up in the stirrups when shooting arrows.
Okay.
Later in the 15th century, European men adopted high-heeled shoes as a symbol of status and masculinity. Interesting. Okay. In the 20th century, high heels underwent further transformation, becoming a staple of women's fashion and often symbolizing power and sexuality.
That doesn't tell me how they came to women. Nothing. There's no, how did women become? Okay, so I get the horse thing. Like if you're riding horse and you need a, I can imagine like the heel parks your foot on the stirrup. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How did it become a female thing?
Well, I skipped over a couple paragraphs, but one sentence here says, as fashion trends evolved, high heels became increasingly associated with women's fashion, particularly during the 18th century. So don't really like they.
Yeah, they're glazing.
Yeah. Schmeh.
They're glazing. Schmeh. All right, fine. Well, thanks, ChatGPT. I didn't realize you were part of the patriarchy, but thanks for that.
Thank you for that.
Okay. I want to talk to you about Beyoncé's album. Have you listened to it yet?
I have listened to half of it.
Okay. And what are your initial thoughts?
My initial thoughts so far? Mm-hmm. I feel like it's really strong. There's a lot of songs I really like. I also feel like it's a lot of content. Like it's like the songs are kind of long. I feel like I just don't have my arms wrapped around it yet. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't feel to me like super tight. And I wonder if I'm missing something, like if there's supposed to be more of a story that I'm missing. Like I saw on Twitter that she's representing in the beginning how country used to be, how it is today. And at the end, like her take on it. So I feel like I haven't gotten to the end.
Yeah.
I still really like Texas Hold'em. I really like Bodyguard. Taylor's on that for sure.
You said no. I listened to it twice and I can hear her all throughout. And I cannot
hear her. Not all throughout.
There's
just one little part where it's definitely her. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you said I can hear her.
I can hear her.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. In the background. Yeah. Jolene was great.
Did you not love Jolene?
I loved Jolene. Oh, my God.
It was such a... I loved the take on Jolene because did you hear the Dolly P part leading up to it?
Yeah.
Where she said like, hey, honeybee, this is Dolly P. She's like, what'd you say about that girl with the hair, the Becky with the good hair? She's like, oh, I sang about that, except for she had auburn hair. And she was like, but it hurts just the same or whatever like that. Like, I understand, but it hurts just the same.
Yeah.
You know? Something like that. And then it goes into the song Jolene and the traditional song is please don't take him just because you can. But what Beyonce says is you can't fucking take him. I will take you down. I will hunt you. You are petty and I respect you, but go knock somewhere else. Right? Like it was just very not at all like don't take him because you can. It was like if you try me, I will come for you.
Right.
And I liked that version way better.
Yeah.
Because I do think, which I didn't realize, because Jolene's such a classic. So I didn't realize it at the time. Please don't take him just because you can is a very pathetic line.
Right.
Right? Like if you're with someone and they want to be with someone else and you say, please don't take him just because you can, because he loves you more, he likes you better. That is a very sad, like sad. And Beyonce was like, no, no, no. I know you want my man. No, you're not going to have my yeah. man. You are not. He doesn't want you. And also you don't want him.
Yeah.
Like this is not happening. And I just thought that was very, I don't know. Powerful.
Yeah.
Really liked it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Edgy. Edgy.
I really liked it. Did you hear Spaghetti?
No.
Because she kind of raps, not raps, but like very fast talked. And that's when I sent you, I was like, oh, this is Lemonade era.
Ooh.
It's the only song in the album that I felt like was very Lemonade.
Is that towards the which end?
Spicy. No, it's like right after Jolene, like two songs after Jolene.
Oh, so okay.
So I probably I just stopped missed, like just stopped.
At Daughter.
Yeah.
So I haven't gotten
so I think a lot of her songs are about her family. There was a lot that seemed like I was thinking, who is this about? And it wasn't a lover. It wasn't a friend. I think it was her family, like her kids, the way you would talk about your kids, which could be applied to anything. Right. But as I was listening to it, I thought, okay, no, I think this is family. But Spaghetti was very sassy and very like, you hear that kind of
yeah.
like, you know,
did yeah, you like it?
Lemonade. Yeah, what? The album?
Yes.
I wish I remembered what I thought about Lemonade when I first heard it because yeah. I was wanting it to be Lemonade Part 2.
Right.
And it is very country gospel, I would say.
Yeah.
Right? So there's some very like slow but powerful songs which don't necessarily land with me. But I will say with the Taylor album, like Folklore and Evermore, those are not at all gospel at all. I'm not comparing those. But they're slower. And I didn't like them when they first came out because I want sass. I want power. I want intensity. But they've grown on me so much to be probably some of my favorite albums, mm-hmm. right? Like I actually think those fall, like Reputation is my very favorite. And then I think Folklore and Evermore would go the next two and then Midnight.
Yeah.
And then 1989.
Yeah.
So I'm curious what my brain would say when it first listened to Lemonade. Because I would say at the first pass of this, I don't not like it. Like I did not like Renaissance, but I don't love it.
Right. Yeah, that's my take so far too.
There were some very good songs, but I'm also curious what she's going to make a single, like what we're going to hear more of. And I also just hope that this is going to win her album of the year.
Yeah.
But not because Jay-Z said it. I was thinking about that because I listened to it while I was running today. And I was, you know, how he made that big thing. He got this award and made it kind of a lot of it about Beyonce and how the Grammys are a little bit rigged and what the hell's going on here kind of thing. But I don't want her to win it because he said that. I want her to win it because she deserves to win it.
Yeah.
You know? So I was very, as I was listening to it, I was curious your take. Like, this Colleen thing, this is a composite. Because I saw on TikTok, like, if people are like, oh my God, album of the year. But I'm like,
yeah, I don't know. I feel like to me, it's a 4 out of 5. Like, it's super strong. And I haven't listened to the whole thing. And there's definitely going to be songs that I take and put on my different playlists. But
yeah,
even just on first listen, to me, it's just, there were some parts that just, yeah, they weren't landing for me.
Yeah. I got more gospel, I think, vibes than anything.
Yeah.
And that probably moves some people. It just doesn't move me.
I think this album is really important. I think we've seen a genre cross like that we don't typically see. She might be the first person to have ever done it. Have we ever seen someone go from like R&B to country?
Mm-mm. No, well, what was Darius Rucker? Hootie and the Blowfish.
Right.
He was somebody, but that was not R&B. I don't know what that was.
And then, I mean, she's done kind of like both of those.
Taylor's done the reverse.
Yeah.
Country to pop.
We see a lot. We've seen a lot more of that.
Yeah.
And country musicians putting out poppy songs or whatever. Kind of.
Yeah.
And so I think it feels to me very cool and important, and hopefully it opens up the door for a lot more Black country musicians, right?
Well, heck yeah. There is not a lot of Black country musicians.
And I think the Grammys rewards albums that change music. That is what Beyonce's done. So the songs.
Multiple times. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this one to me feels like significant.
Yeah.
Yeah. In that way. And it's great so far. I can't wait to get through the, I'm very much looking forward to listening to the other half. I'm going to go on a run tomorrow and listen to it when I'm running like you did.
Yeah. I listened to Renaissance and I remember thinking, nope, this will not be my album. And as I was listening to this, which is the case for like every Taylor Swift album too, where I'm like, it's not hitting. Like it takes some time for me to, and then I'm like, sooner than later, I'm like in. And this was an album that I was like, I don't know if I'm like in. It does not feel like a summer album to me. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of songs on there that are very like boppy. But it feels like more of a fall album and it feels like a cozy album. And you hear her voice on there again. But what I was really thinking, this is going to be maybe controversial, I don't know, is I need Jay-Z to fuck up again. Because I would like a Lemonade Part 2.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's fucking up in a very large way.
Right now?
Are you seeing?
No. What's going on?
He is very. No, you know about this because we talked about it on Patreon. He is seen in a lot of things with Diddy.
Oh.
A lot. Like right-hand man. At a lot of speeches, a lot of parties they threw together. Like they were doing a lot of things together. And that's not the way I want Jay-Z to fuck up because that's too hurtful to like humankind. But I do feel like Jay's not safe right now. Yeah.
Whoa.
Colleen's researching. But I feel like with what's going on with Diddy, which we talked about this first, I don't know, 15 minutes or something over on Patreon, everything going on with him. And he's going down, I think probably at this point without question. And now it's like, who else is involved? And it seems like what I've been hearing is he has been snitching, quote unquote, or ratting out or like giving up names and information to get his sons free. Because his sons were at his house when the feds came. Or Homeland Security came. Jeez. So he was giving up. I heard he gave up like 10 people's names. So he's just like giving information to free his sons. But it's not looking good. And Jay is in a lot of this stuff.
Whoa.
Not that he's like, not that Jay's done anything bad. But if you are that close to him and this is his character, how are you not seeing what he's doing?
Right.
Kind of. I think that's the vibe as I'm picking up is like, I have seen scrolling in the last couple of days, seeing how many times Jay-Z and Diddy were at the same party, hosting parties together, throwing speeches together, doing things.
This is going to be a major thing. Once we start getting more information about who's all involved and all of the bad, bad things.
Yes.
This is major.
Because Diddy is still very relevant, whereas Epstein, we didn't know about him.
Yeah.
How right? much like did we J-Lo learned know? And that was awful, but
how much should J-Lo
Yeah, know? That's what I thought too.
Cause she was with him for a long time. Remember when J-Lo and Diddy were?
Yes. Yes.
How much does she know?
Yeah. I wonder when she's seeing all of this, like I knew this would happen eventually. Yeah. God, I feel unsafe in my home right now. But it's like
Jay-Z's going to come after you.
Right. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just repeating things that I heard. But it feels very unsafe. I feel, even when I saw like Cat Williams, his interview this year, it was a couple months ago, and he goes, all of them are going down in this 2024. No one's going to escape it. And he named Diddy and he named a couple other people I didn't know. And he goes, they're all going to meet their maker. Like this is, it's all coming out. And I thought, God, how brave of you. Oh my God, you're still here. And then I think about that, about 50 Cent, which we talked about on Patreon. People that come out against Diddy because he is very talked about in the sphere of Tupac and Biggie Smalls and their demise. So I don't know. I'm a nobody, guys. I'm just reporting what I've seen on TikTok. Don't come for me. If you show you're innocent, then great. I'm just saying. Beyonce's best album came from when she was hurt, but let's not hurt her to the bad, but just like lightly, painfully, You know what I mean? It's like a gentle pain. And then we get good music. That's what I'm saying. Ding, ding,
ding, ding. Haven't subscribed to our Patreon yet? Oh. Well, here's what you've been missing on another round.
The funniest part about these AI mixes are the titles.
What they call them. Yeah.
What they call them. And yesterday I went to play it, and my title for yesterday afternoon was Coastal Grandmother.
Oh,
okay. What the hell?
Also,
and then I got my Stitch Fix. Mm-hmm. And if there was ever a shirt that a coastal grandmother should wear, they sent it to me and it was terrible. And I thought, what is going
on?
How dare
you? I am
getting put in a box that I did not
ask to be
want to be in.
Why do the men always have to be the ones that propose? It's
right.
Like, the woman wants in. We're waiting for the ring. I'm pressuring him for the ring. We've been together forever. Shit or get off the pot or whatever. It's like always up to the men.
Yeah.
He has to be the one to say, okay, I'm in. And it's just like gross and a bummer. Yeah.
Sign up now at patreon.com/youcansipwithus.
Oh my God.
Here we go. Hey, Ash, your first drink of the night, I don't know what it was, but it should have been ZBiotics. ZBiotics Company, the maker of the world's first genetically engineered probiotics. This should be your first drink of the night for a better tomorrow. ZBiotics was engineered by a team of PhD microbiologists. ZBiotics is a probiotic drink that breaks down the byproduct of alcohol, which is responsible for rough mornings after drinking. Okay. Listen, we all have busy lives and we don't want to spend our time and have a waste of a day recovering after a fun night out, which is why ZBiotics pre-alcohol is the answer we've been looking for. Okay, here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. I took some ZBiotics with me when I went on my most recent girls' weekend. And I knew the next day that I had to fly home and then jump right back into my life. I did not want to feel bad, like going through the airport.
Right.
And I really hate the feeling of feeling bad after having a fun night. So ZBiotics was the first thing that I have. And I will tell you what, every time I have ZBiotics before I drink, I notice the difference the next day. I swear, I can confidently plan on doing whatever I need to do, parenting, traveling, whatever, without worry.
Enhance your mornings with ZBiotics. Go to ZBiotics.com/sip to get 15% off your first order when you use SIP at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they will refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, head to ZBiotics.com/sip and use the code SIP at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring not just this episode, but our good times.
Wow.
Do you feel like I'm going to die?
What do you think's going to happen?
I don't know. I feel scared to talk about this stuff. I don't know. I don't know who he takes out in his crossfire. I also feel scared. I feel scared to even say Beyonce's best music was when she was in pain, because I don't want her to be in pain. I don't want her to suffer. I don't want Jay-Z to be a shithead.
Yeah.
I just think he might be.
Right.
Based on what I'm seeing right now. But also they have 3 kids. So I hope I live to
see
another day.
I don't think the words that you're saying are going to change anything in the world.
Okay. Yeah, it's not a movement.
I don't think
they're not going to hear this.
I don't
They'll
think
never
you're
hear
willing
it.
Anything into the world. And
right.
I don't think they give a shit what we talk about. So,
okay.
I mean,
okay,
really,
okay.
Who knows?
But I will just say,
if something
guys,
happens to you,
if something happens to me, look into Jay-Z and P. Diddy, okay? If something happens to me. No, I just feel like what the reality is, this is all accusation. I mean, Diddy feels slam dunk. That guy is a dirty dog. I would not feel guilty necessarily talking about Diddy. Although maybe I would feel scared. But I feel guilty talking about Jay because there's nothing been like concrete yet.
Yeah,
and these are
confirmed.
Massive accusations that things are happening, right? Like,
is this your TikTok algorithm right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're serving me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I said, feed me.
And the deeper you go, the deeper you go.
Right.
Right.
But it doesn't even seem conspiracy. It's not like weird, like, what is the coincidence that his flight log? It's like literal video footage of them together.
TikTok.
And like hosting things.
Is scarily believable.
But I've also seen TikTok be an absolute, like, awful, awful. I mean, right now there's a guy right now, his video went viral about Lemmy, Kourtney Kardashian's gummy brand. And I feel like I was like, at first when I saw it, there was like a couple thousand likes or whatever. Now it's got hundreds of thousands of likes and he's following. And I went to his page the other day because he's showing up on my algorithm a bunch. And he said like, oh, someone sent me a thing that like you should take these videos down or whatever. And I went and looked and he's got millions of followers. And you see TikTok changes things for the better or the worse for people.
Right.
Like they can like make people, but they can break people. So it just is like, if there are people beating the drum on TikTok about who Diddy is associated with, I don't know. It's like, we'll see, but scary shit happens over there.
Yeah.
Great shit happens there. But so does
scary TikTok's
shit.
Still ticking.
Oh, it's ticking.
And
I know they talked about that it was going to be banned.
Yeah. I thought the talk was screwed.
Yeah. Well, that came up like a couple years ago too, and then nothing happened. I don't know how you do that.
Right.
Like what basis would they? I don't know. When it came up again a couple months ago or whatever, or a month ago, I was like, okay, well, we heard this before. Like they had the CEO of TikTok on trial with like the Supreme Court or whoever it was. And like at the Senate or whatever, Congress, and he was being interviewed and nothing happened.
Isn't that the thing? Whenever I see, because remember Mark Zuckerberg had to go for a while and like big tech goes and they sit in court for however long. And then what?
And then what?
It's just a show.
Yeah.
It's just the whole thing's a show, right? Like there's nothing that's changing. Mm-hmm. It's all theater. Isn't it political theater?
I also feel like all of this is a show. Like everything... God, this is so like meta and deep, but like even the things going on with Diddy, I'm like, does it really matter? Well, what Diddy's done matters. That fucking matters because this guy is not just like robbing a couple people. He's like a disgusting human from what I'm seeing, allegedly, but it's
bad.
You don't get Homeland Security involved without like a slam dunk evidence case. But I just think like how many things are actually happening in the world that really, really, really matter that these other things, not that Diddy is one of them, but that other things are a distraction from.
Right.
You know?
Right. The algorithms are the thing. Like,
yes.
What it makes you focus your attention on and not focus your attention on.
Yeah.
Like, that's something we should all pay attention to.
What else has been going on? Well, did you hear that Kansas City Chiefs signed a rugby player?
What?
To their roster.
What?
He's a rugby player from Australia.
What?
I know. Is this the first rugby player that's ever...
Wait.
It is. What? Look at... Do you follow the Chiefs on Instagram?
They signed a rugby player who's never played football?
I don't know how they discovered him. But yeah, Chiefs Kingdom. Welcome to Chiefs Kingdom, Louis Rhys-Zammit.
Wow.
Yeah. And I watched a little clip of him. I watched a little clip of him talking. They said, like, asked him about, like, do you think your skills transfer, blah, blah. So I went to this guy's page. He talked about Taylor Swift. He said, I think this is great for the NFL. I'm confused, though. It says, like, something about Pro Day 2024. So I'm wondering, international player pathway. He's wearing this shirt. So I'm like, is there where people come from other countries and they try out for the NFL?
Yeah.
And then people see talent. I don't know.
Can we please go to another Chiefs
game? He's Australian.
Game?
Well, that's not even a question. I'm waiting for May when they release the dates.
That was so fun.
Yes.
It was so fun. And they didn't even, they played didn't even, their bench.
Our players weren't even playing.
It was a no stakes game.
We just sat there staring. We had the
time of our lives. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I loved that. But I loved the NFL environment. Just being in that big stadium with a big football game. Like it felt so fun. I wish we had NFL here, like in Oregon. I would love a bit. That just was so fun to watch it.
Yeah.
We have to go.
It really was. Yeah. It was an experience. You got to do it the right way though, because I do feel like we have NFL here, but it feels like a lot of work, which we would do if the Chiefs played or the Packers play. We always go if the Packers play, but they don't usually play the Cardinals. But that was very, it was cool to do it how we did it, where we like traveled into the city and then took a lift to the front gates and then walked up without a ticket and then were mesmerized by the stadium. But I do think the schedules come out in May.
Yeah.
And we're going to plan. This has got to be the year that we see some of you guys in the wild.
Yes.
So we are planning on planning a retreat. We just have been distracted and busy and whatever. So the retreat's coming. We've got the Swift Suite coming in December. And even before that, it's got to be NFL. Like, we'll let you guys know what game we go to. It's Chiefs Kingdom. I mean, it's going to be Chiefs. Yes. Of course, we have to go to the Chiefs. We'll probably try to plan it. We'll look at Taylor's tour schedule.
Yes.
And we'll plan it when we know she can be there.
Yes.
And we'll be in the building. Well, whatever. We thought she would be there in LA and she wasn't because the Golden Globes. Golden Globe something.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll plan it. We'll plan it. But we'll let you guys know.
All of this stuff gets talked a lot about on Patreon. patreon.com/ you can sip with us. That's where you get your Friday episodes. You guys, go out and just have a great day. I'm going to leave you with a thought.
Oh, good.
I said, ChatGPT, leave our listeners. I'll leave you with a thought. Can you give a thought?
Because I have that thing that I've been wanting to read. It was like my favorite thing to read. Now I have to find it in my camera roll. But it was, you know, favorite thing that you've read or whatever. And I saved it February 26th. So we're talking a while ago.
This has been burning a hole in your pocket.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't done fave things since then, I guess. Okay. Because I haven't had it.
Yeah.
Okay. When I was younger, holidays felt like pure magic to me. On Valentine's Day, my mom would dress us in red before putting on her favorite red sweater. She'd cut our sandwiches into hearts and make spaghetti for dinner. After she helped us make boxes for our Valentines at school, she'd give us each a stuffed animal and a card telling us how much she loved us. On St. Patrick's Day, she would fill the house with green beads and shamrocks and rainbows and gold coins. We'd have mint chocolate chip ice cream with a side of broccoli for dinner. She'd disperse little clues and trails and Rolos around the house to make it seem like a leprechaun had been there. On Halloween, she would dress up as a witch and pull any costume we dreamed of being out of thin air. She'd make a dinner of mac and cheese and carrots and Cheetos and orange slices to fuel up for the night of trick-or-treating. She'd take us around all the best neighborhoods and eat all the almond joys out of everyone's discard pile. On Thanksgiving, she would wake up before the sun and start cleaning the house before everyone arrived. She'd make a golden turkey and creamy mashed potatoes and crispy stuffing, and we'd have loads of different pies to choose from, even though everyone was too full. At the dinner table, she'd ask what everyone was thankful for, and when asked in return, she'd say, "What isn't there to be thankful for?" On Christmas Eve, she would tuck us into bed before going back downstairs to prepare for the next day. She'd meticulously place the cookies we'd baked and frosted together next to the mountain of presents beneath the tree. Before it was her turn to finally lay her head down, she'd fill up the stockings, including the one that read, "Mom." On Christmas morning, she would watch as we carelessly ripped off the wrapping paper she had so carefully wrapped months ago when we mentioned in passing the new game we really, really, really wanted. She'd pour us a glass of orange juice and place it next to a plate of pancakes as we shrieked with glee because how could Santa have known exactly what we wanted? I would look forward to each holiday all year, and when they were over, I'd start a countdown to the next one. They felt so bright and light and exciting and, well, magical. I realize now the only magical part of it all was my mom. She'd plan and prepare to put every ounce of love and care into each holiday. So much so that now that I'm older and living in a different city than her, I've realized that most holidays have just become days. But for the rest of my days, I think I will still wear green on St. Patrick's Day and red on Valentine's Day and dress up on Halloween, all in search of a little slice of magic served up by my mom until one day, maybe I can be the one to serve it up myself.
Oh. That's so good.
I know.
That's love.
So I read that and I thought, Mother, you know, you guys are listening to this after Easter, but I've always wanted to read it like before a holiday because there is so much magic. And, you know, actually, as I was reading that right now, I thought Matt keeps asking, like, we just had St. Patrick's Day and he's like, when's the leprechaun coming again? I'm like, a whole year, bud, you know, or he's like, when's Christmas? And I'm like, oh, well, it's like 7 months, 8 months, you know? And I think, oh, bummer that we don't have those. But as I was reading that, I was thinking, that's because of us. That's because of the moms of the world who are making, because otherwise they'd just be another day.
Yeah.
You know? And it is magical to them because of us. And so I know there's a lot of moms listening and you guys are doing it.
Yeah.
You're doing all the things and you're making their childhood. And also, if you have a relationship with your mom where you can say something to her about how she made that special for you, I think that'd be good.
Yeah. Yep. All right. I loved that. Oh my gosh.
I know. So sweet. All right, guys. Well, I think I was a little of a mess this episode, but, you know, we get them here and there. You know,
that's what
Sloppy Joe.
People love it. They love it.
Yeah.
This is why they come. You never know.
That's why they
light, because lightning can strike. You know? Hey, we love you. You can sup with us always. We will see you
next Tuesday.
Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
We
Sign me up.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com. patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.